Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryor.
Hurricane Kay made landfall Thursday afternoon on Baja California, Mexico's Pacific coast, and forecaster says it might bring rains to Southern California by the weekend. In fact, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said there was a chance the outer bands of the big storm could bring heavy rain and possible flash floods to parts of scorched Southern California and southwestern Arizona on Friday night and Saturday. DNA found under journalist Jeff Germain's fingernails matched a sample taken from Clark County Public Administrator, elected Democrat Rob Tellis, leading to his arrest Wednesday for murder without bond. The Las Vegas reporter was stabbed to death at his home last Saturday. The Justice Department, while appealing a special master order, asked a federal judge to put on hold part of the order, halting its inquiry into documents seized in the search of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, saying Mr. Trump had no right to classified documents once under Trump's jurisdiction when he was president. With the passing of Queen Elizabeth II on Thursday, the world mourns and reflects on her leadership for 70 years. Retired Royal Air Force pilot once flew the Royals all around the world. Nathan Jones on Fox News Friday morning.
It was the absolute honor to serve our country and for Her Majesty the Queen. I served for 17 and a half years, and she was my boss for the whole time that I was serving. And I was lucky enough to fly the royal family around, and that was an extreme honour for me. So with the news of her passing yesterday, it's incredibly saddening to myself and the whole armed forces community.
The Buffalo Bills wiped out the Los Angeles Rams to kick off the NFL season Thursday night, 31-10. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has been indicted on charges of money laundering, fraud, and conspiracy. 68-year-old Bannon is accused of cheating donors to a fundraiser with a goal of building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, the same wall President Biden halted. Steve said he's being persecuted and has pled not guilty in a New York court Thursday. The president pays America's respect to the late queen.
President Joe Biden gives remarks about Queen Elizabeth's death.
I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman.
Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom passed away peacefully in Scotland at the age of 96. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Americans are feeling the pinch of America's economy every day. All we can really do at this point is hope financial leaders will lessen the pain.
The chairman of the Fed Reserve is hoping the central bank has learned from past mistakes when it comes to inflation. Speaking at the Cato Institute, Jerome Powell referenced moves made in the 1980s, which led to a recession. This as mortgage rates hit their highest level in nearly 14 years, the average rate on a 30-year fix now at 5.89%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as the reports continue from England, and that is the mourning of the Queen, who passed away yesterday, and the world is in mourning, I would say, for this iconic servant, not only to her constituents, but to the world. And she was such an iconic figure in these historical events, you know, through two world wars, and everything else that has happened in her 70-year reign. She's been right there and has continued to be, as we talked with Dr. Wilfred Riley earlier this morning, has continued to be that that strength and moral pillar, you know, for a country and for a people that she led. No doubt she will be greatly missed. And, you can see already how that the love for the Queen is being transferred over to the King. Interesting how he was, you know, received. I mean, you know, this is, the way the monarchy works in Europe and in England specifically. This natural transition of power, so to speak, quite a bit different here in America, right? But it was good to see people, you know, with loving hearts toward King Charles III, you know, for the loss of his mother. And a loss that everybody is feeling. He's feeling it for his mother, you know, for the monarch, her great legacy, and of course the people, you know, coming alongside and feeling the same way. So our prayers are out to the royal family and to the people of England and the rest of the empire that she led. May God's peace and comfort, you know, surround them and comfort them during this time of loss, and may King Charles III be imbued with godly wisdom and direction for his country as they continue to move forward, you know, with the rest of this world in a time of, some pending dire circumstances with what's going on, with food shortages and disruption in energy that will be catastrophic for Europe. And it is soon and very soon, and in many cases already being experienced, like here in our country, in certain cities, particularly in the West, in California. But, our prayer is for all these areas that godly wisdom would reign, and that a people who are called by God's name will humble themselves and pray. And as they do, they would come into the reality of their wicked ways. Maybe we're not willing to accept the wicked ways we have. And I was reading, you know, in the book of Daniel, his prayer to God. And I believe it's one that we should all pray. And how here it was, you know, coming down to the end of the 70 years of captivity. And Daniel exudes this prayer of confession to God, confessing all the sins of Israel, what they did, how they turned their back on God, how they ignored God, how they kind of were just very casual about it, and the idols that they embraced. And also understanding that as he confessed that, then he came into the reality that to understand that God is a forgiving God, and he forgave them, and that he would restore the nation once again. And this is the way this works, you know, with God, is that we must come to him in spirit and in truth. And may this be the case, not only for America, but for the world, and also for a nation and a nation of peoples who are grieving right now because of the loss of the Queen. Michael Letts is with us. Always good to have Michael here. Michael is the CEO and founder of Invest USA. Michael, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's always an honor to be with you, and sorry for the confusion, but I'm delighted to be able to talk to your listeners and to you. You're a great American.
Well, thank you very much, Michael. And the confusion is not ours. The confusion is a government that says that our borders are being well managed, and we know the exact opposite to be the truth, right?
Bill, I tell you what, that's one for the books. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Of course, you limited yourself just to the border. I think that we could probably take a litter of things that they're confused on, but that certainly is a good start.
Yeah, and the thing is that the people need to be careful not to get caught in their confusion and to buy into this narrative that the mainstream media is conjoined and become the propaganda arm of this Democratic Party. And like you said, whether we're talking about the border, whether we're talking about Ukraine, whether we're talking about the energy sector and on, I mean, the question that is begged to be asked is, are you better off today than you were 2 years ago?
Certainly the answer is no, and it's very obvious and very clear to your listeners that, quite frankly, this has never been happenstance. This is a very orchestrated and planned movement. It is certainly epic good versus evil. They are pulling out, they realize that they are in their last phase, and they are pulling out every stop they can find to accomplish their end goal, the nefarious end goal. And they're firing one shot. It's all like a machine gun. They're firing one shot right after another. They say the border is secure when we know both good and well that there are tens of thousands of immigrants daily coming across that border. I'm amazed at the White House press secretary. She said, oh, no, they're not coming across the border.
They're not walking. They're not walking across. I mean, the operative word was walking. That's like the same type of, you know, language they use when Donald Trump said they're wiretapping, you know, my offices in Manhattan. Oh, well, you can't say wiretapping in today's vernacular. You can say surveilling, but because he said wiretapping, they wanted to take a technical exception to what he said. So, Jean-Pierre, same thing. I mean, you know, we're talking semantics here. You know, the word was used walking. Well, they don't walk. You know, well, she, you know, made a joke out of it. Go, oh, well, like, I don't see them flying, you know, by land or sea, or, you know, they're getting across the border. So whatever you want to say, right?
Exactly. You know, here's the frustration, Bill, is that we have credible intel from our intelligence community, as well as from foreign governments, Panamanian and others, that there are literally dozens of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and others that are merging with these caravans that are coming across daily. And, of course, what happens in that situation is we get kicked in the teeth twice. First of all, they come across unchecked. Second of all, we use tax dollars to put them on a plane, bus, train, whatever it is, and send them all across the country so that they can establish sleeper cells all across the country, ready to be activated to hurt, harm, and destroy the American people. That's treason, Bill. I can't think
it
of
really
a
is.
Than treason than that.
Well, exactly.
Stop.
Well, of course, and dovetail that action with the president's speech in Philadelphia, which was almost a war speech, wasn't it? I mean, it was a declaration of war. And so all of a sudden, just like Putin, you know, when he talked about, you know, Ukrainians being controlled by fascists, and Joe Biden is using the same term, what triggering mechanism is going to take place that's going to jettison some harm on the American people? Michael, it scares me to think about possibilities. We got to go to quick break. We've got more from Michael Letts on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Well, needless
needless to say, your lying eyes are not lying to you. What you're seeing at the border is reality. And if nothing else, is that we're even not getting a full understanding of the reality that's taking place. As I'd mentioned to you, there are migrants who are coming here, and they are reporting to us on the ground that as they are, you know, on this, you know, hundreds of miles of trip, you know, from their various countries, that they're passing dead bodies along the way. You know, Michael Letts, they're passing women who have been tied to trees, who have been sexually abused by the cartels and anybody else for that matter. It's so disgusting. The fentanyl, the amount of fentanyl that's coming into the country, the danger that is clear and present, that is now part of the enemy within this great country of ours, and it's all brought to you by one party, by the Democratic Party, by Joe Biden and the policies that he has enacted, and then he wants to say, you know, wants to claim that it's Donald Trump's fault. Well, wait a minute, we were fine. You know, 2 years ago, the border was secure. Mexico was partnering with us. Other nations were partnering with us. Now we've got, you know, you imagine the presidents of these countries that have lost all this workforce to the United States. They're not real happy. And Kamala Harris says, oh, well, we've talked to them. Well, and they say, no, nobody's talked to us. And we're not happy that they're inviting our people out of our country into the United States of America. I mean, we're losing manpower here because of the open borders of the United States. This is a lose-lose proposition, Michael Letts, and the mainstream media isn't even reporting on any of that whatsoever, are they?
No, they're not. Let me give you, we were just down at the border handing out vests. And in fact, for your listeners' information, I grew up in Mexico, son of a missionary. And so I know all those governors. I know all those people along the border, know them very well. And first of all, on the American side of the border, we gave vests to Sheriff Carrillo and to Sheriff Martinez. And the reason I mentioned those two, we gave a bunch more, but to those two, Sheriff Carrillo was telling me that typically in the past, they would maybe encounter three bodies on the American side per year in the desert that had fallen and died. He said this time they've got 197, and that was just in the first 3 months. Sheriff Martinez told me that on the sex trafficking, it is up 1,139% in 3 months. And that is the kind of feedback that the policies of the Biden administration are producing. So it is devastating to those people. When I was there on the border that night, when I was there, countless came across and carjacked. I don't know how many cars. Took people out, grabbed the cars, and took off with them. And this is on American soil. So, and we expect them to be able to counteract this without any proper equipment and with an AG, with an administration that is literally doing everything they can to destroy the Border Patrol, in a simple word, to destroy it and to move these terrorists around the country. As I said before we went on break, that is treason of a high and aggravated nature. And we as the American people have got to start demanding accountability. What do I mean by demanding accountability? You know, we're coming in the midterm elections in 2 months. I expect my members of Congress to introduce a resolution for impeachment for high and aggravated treason. I don't expect it to pass. We don't have the majority. We've even got rhinos that are in the House and the Senate. But I expect them to do a roll call vote and have every member, House member, Senate member, Republican or Democrat, go on record as to whether they support or do not. And I expect that information should be predominantly pushed in the next 2 months, so that we understand who values liberty and freedom and who doesn't.
Exactly. Well, and as you state, Michael, even CNN is reporting on this, that 740 people have died trying to get across the southwest U.S. border, which has been thrown open by the Biden administration. I mean, this is a record number, as you said, where there would be, you know, maybe 13 people or, you know, less than 100 anyway. Now 748, and this is what they know of. I mean, there are bodies that have been lost there in the Rio Grande that, you know, they may never show up. They may be downstream so far down that it's not even part of the count. People out in the desert that have died, you know, migrants reporting, as I as I said to you earlier, that, young girls tied to trees that have been sexually abused and left there to die. It's just, it is absolutely heartbreaking to think that we as Americans, that we would allow our representatives to do this to fellow human beings, to treat them this way. I mean, for what purpose? You see, and sometimes we get caught in trying to figure out, well, we got to understand the purpose. No, you don't need to understand the purpose. You just need to understand the damage. I mean, because there's all kinds of, like I tell people, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. Everybody has an opinion as to why Joe Biden has left open the border and is lying to everybody about it. He and Mayorkas said, that it's all secure, and when we know it's not. There's some other nefarious, like you said, and treasonous and evil idea behind the open borders and the destruction that they're doing to humanity here. The fact of the matter is it's being done, and that's what we need to counter. Go ahead.
There's two different benefits for them. First of all, they want to destroy America and destroy our freedom, and of course that's the best way to do it, bring a bunch of terrorists in. But second of all, when you look at the cash flow from the sex trafficking and from the drug trafficking that comes across, mm-hmm. and then you go back and see how many contributions are being made to the Democratic Party, you'll find there's an awful lot of benefit. And knowing people that make an awful lot of cash, even if it's in a nefarious way. And that's a great incentive mm-hmm. for them. And we have to expose it for everything it's worth.
Well, to your point, it was reported the cartels have had a $13 billion windfall because of the open border. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. You've been betty, betty good to the cartels. And you wonder, the way the Biden family works is that how much kickback are they getting from that? How much is Hunter collecting, from the cartels or through some sort of network that allows the Biden family to be well taken care of and Joe Biden to get his beak wicked, so to speak?
Yeah, George Soros, I'm using him as an example from the standpoint. He knows how to set up thousands of LLCs that can contribute to the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party, the Democratic candidates. It's well known how to work the system if you want to do it. And I'm confident that when you have people willing to give the cash, i.e. the drug cartels, they find a way to make sure it gets into the right hands. And then when it comes time to the American people say we've had enough, we want something done about it, you get lip service and nothing else because they're not going to cross where their cash flow goes.
Well, Michael, you probably know this better than I do, but the thought that comes to mind is that, you got all this money flowing around and going to the Democratic Party. Just my mind thinks this way, so I could be all wet and you can say that's okay. But couldn't they develop a scheme to launder money through this process?
It's been done quite a few times. So not only are you not wet, but it's already been happening. I've served mm-hmm. public office for 30 years on a local level, and I know how the system works. And you are exactly correct. They find ways to launder that money. And it's a great benefit for them. You have to look at it from their perspective. I launder the money. I get political influence. When things that somebody's breathing down my neck and I don't want them to, I pick up the phone and call the right person. Man, that's a win-win situation for the drug cartel. And it's a win situation for those within the party who are reaping the benefit of having all that cash flow into their account.
Exactly. And Michael, that's, you and I are together on this, and that is that we are grieved for the Border Patrol agents and the impossible job that they have to do under the leadership of this President Joe Biden. And because of this, I don't see how any common sense America can continue to support this administration and the Democrats that promote this. And you got to look at what they're promoting beyond just the campaign season of the midterms. It's what they've done before and afterwards, because they tell you one thing and do another, and it is not to the advantage of the American people as I see it. 20 seconds left, Michael. The rest is yours.
Well, I will tell you this. You're exactly right. The American people have to realize that they and they alone, by values and principles, can determine the future of our country. Together we'll stand. Together we'll succeed.
Amen. He's the CEO and founder of Invest USA, Michael Letts. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
God bless you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in his state. California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires at this hour. Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country the first new head of state in 70 years, her son, King Charles III. A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. He's being ordered held without bond after Thursday's court appearance. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal court's ruling that appointed a special master to protect President Trump's rights. It will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we got Chris Westfall joining us. His new book, Easier, 60 Ways to Make Your Work Life Work for You. Think about that, huh? When was the last time that your work life was working for you? You want to think about it? Well, you better listen closely, because Chris is going to be joining us. He's the most sought-after business coach, one of the most, I should say, sought-after business coaches and keynote speakers in the world, and has helped launch over 6 businesses, because he just doesn't have anything better to do. Chris, I think you need a real job or something, you know? You're just going from one business to the next, huh?
That's a good idea. I managed to stay pretty busy, Bill. You'd be surprised.
Well, that's good, though. Yeah, no, it sounds like it. With 6 businesses, I mean, you know, launching them, that's enough, and dealing with a lot of great people along the way. So what motivated you to write your book, Easier, 60 Ways to Make Your Work Life Work for You?
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, I think that I have a PhD in making life difficult for myself. Sometimes I, you know, I don't know about you, but I seem to find the hard way to do things. And I wanted to write a book that would help people to see some of the things that I'm discovering around making life easier. And I got to tell you, I mean, this isn't just the book that I needed to write. It's the book that I need to read. It wasn't just a self-serving journey that I went on, but I've made some discoveries along the way of inside of the difficulties of life that easier always exists. Now, that's not to say that that life is easy. That's not what I'm saying at all. But even in the midst of difficult circumstances, there's a way to show up that makes things easier. And this is a book about those possibilities and those choices that are available to all of us, no matter what we're going through today. We have the ability to show up differently, and this book shows you how to do that.
Exactly. You know, when you write a book like this, it causes you to be vulnerable. And when you're vulnerable, you're learning as you're teaching. And then, of course, your well-meaning friends go, "Hey, Chris, I know you. I know the knucklehead you are. And you spout all this new doctrine. You know, where were you then?" You know, right?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think that you've really put your finger on it, Bill, is that in this book, I found a new level of vulnerability, and that authenticity comes through in every page. And people, friends of mine, as well as people that I don't know that have read the book, the feedback that I've received is that people take their own journey through this story, because it is a story. I mean, it's a story between a client and a coach. The client comes to the coach because he's frustrated in his job, like a lot of people today. Wondering if he's making the contribution that he needs to be making, wondering maybe if he needs to quit and start his own business. And in the midst of this exploration, he gets fired over Zoom. And so he finds himself in a very difficult situation, and easier becomes a sort of a life after career death story as they go through this exploration. And Bill, this is, you know, it's a work that is based on my own personal experience. I've been fired, and I've also had to fire people as an executive.
Right.
And so I've been on both sides of the table. And when you tap into that willingness to be vulnerable, to share what it is that you've been through and to share a perspective through a story, it's amazing what you discover about yourself.
Right, exactly.
It was really a journey of discovery for me. And I'll tell you another situation, a circumstance that I went through that really inspired the book was that I lost my dad. I lost my dad to coke in the early days, the early days of the pandemic.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. It's, you know, and
the deal is, see, what happens, Chris, is, you know, I didn't lose my dad to COVID. You know, he had kidney failure. I was on dialysis for 14 years because my mother was watching him like a hawk. Everybody thought, oh, my God, so extraordinary that he lasted this long. And, you know, only people of like experiences, others who have lost their father, know. So when you say you lost your dad, my heart immediately opens up to you and feels what you feel. Because I know what it was like in losing our dad. I mean, he was the father of 9 kids. We were all very close to our dad. Just a very extraordinary and exceptional and very humble man. You know, served the country during World War II, was in the European theater with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. But you wouldn't have known it. I mean, his everyday conduct in terms of his, you know, his actions as a human, as a father, as a husband, were just, you know, they were exemplary, and we were very blessed. And like I tell people, you know, if our parents weren't that good, we wouldn't miss them so much, you know.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, my friends say to me, "May his memory be a blessing," and it sounds like your father's memory was such a blessing to you. I'm sorry for your loss. I want to say
as yours as well.
But part of the way that we honor those that have gone on before us is to share their stories and to share the difference that these individuals have made in our lives. And, you know, for me, he wasn't just my dad, he was my friend. And so the loss was very deep. And I thought, you know, from this place of incredible difficulty, what can I learn to somehow, you know, cope with the grief that I was feeling? And what I discovered, Bill, was when I was able to shift from this perspective of how am I going to get through this, right, which is the victim's mindset. And I felt like I was a victim. I felt like grief had taken something from me, and I felt like a victim. And the shift that I made was moving from how can I get through this to what can I get from this.
Mm.
And when I made that shift, and look, you know, grief never goes away, but I found a way to turn a very difficult situation into something that helped me to see things and to share things that can help make even the worst of times easier. And from this place, that's really where the book was born. And the book is dedicated to my father's memory. And, you know, I carry that memory with me every day. And it's true. His memory is a blessing. And this book is the way that I honor him. And it sounds like your dad had a big influence on you, and mine did as well, to try to live the values that he instilled in me every day is something
exactly
that helps me make it. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, exactly. This crossroads that we come to at every turn, you know, that we can choose either easier or most difficult. It's just part of the journey of life, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's, you know, we think that we have to figure everything out, and we zoom in on the difficulties of our life. And one of the things that I share with my coaching clients, and I share in the book, two simple words that can help get a new perspective on the tough times, and that is zoom out. Can you pull back and ask yourself this question? And sometimes it's so tough you can't ask this question, but see if you can ask yourself this question: what's good about this? What is good about this? And how can you show up in a way that makes things easier? Because the obligations are the obligations, the relationships are the relationships. I get that. Life isn't easy. But what is a new choice that you could make? Because, we, you know, a lot of us, we fall into the trap. You know, the way I was yesterday is the way I have to be today, right?
That's just
the way I am, people say. And I've said it myself.
Yeah.
Here's the truth. That's just the way I am isn't. We all have the capacity to make a new choice. Even in the same relationships, the same work situation, we can make a new choice. And we don't always see that unless we zoom out.
Exactly. That's a good point. We're talking with Chris Westfall. His new book, Easier, 60 Ways to Make Your Work Life Work for You. And when we come back, we're going to talk about those things that get in the way, that cloud our vision from seeing the easier road, and maybe that road that's less traveled. You know, I used to have, Chris, in my office, a sign that was the old anonymous saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And, you know, and these obstacles can get in the way and blind us and keep us from that goal and that easier path. So zooming out, that's a great bit of counsel that we're going to hold to. We've got more from Chris after this. Stay with us.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you.
We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, that'd be me, and you keep doing you, okay? Because that's most important. You are uniquely created for uniquely things, I'm telling you. And maybe, you know, like Danny Gokey says, maybe you just haven't seen it yet. Maybe it's something like, you know, like with Joseph, you know, he had this idea of what he was supposed to be doing, but it just wasn't right. He just couldn't see it until he could. We're talking with Chris Westfall, his new book, Easier, 60 Ways to Make Your Work Life Work for You. One of the key takeaways, Chris, that I appreciated about your book was, you know, you show us how to find meaning in life's messes. You know, sometimes we're brought up with this false idea that everything's supposed to be perfect, that you're not supposed to make mistakes. But, you know, that is part of the journey of life, is that we learn, I find, more in the valleys than in the peaks of life. In the valleys when we've made a mistake, and I remember many years ago reading about Hewlett-Packard, and I was shocked because where I was in my business career at the time was that everything had to be perfect. I was working for a boss that demanded perfection. I mean, you couldn't have one iota of mistake or anything. It was totally unacceptable. It was job threatening at any moment. And, you know, there were body parts all over the interior of the building, if you get my drift, right? And so I'm reading the story about Hewlett-Packard, and they go, "We celebrate our mistakes." Oh my gosh. I'd never heard that in my entire career. And the idea that a company as great as Hewlett-Packard celebrated their mistakes because they knew it was from their mistakes that new ingenuity and new ideas in research and development, you know, that was the birthing ground for their exceptional organization. And I thought, wow, you know, that's the kind of company and that's the kind of, you know, philosophy that I want to live under, is that you can find meaning in life's messes and your mistakes, right?
Absolutely. And you find that meaning when you approach life, I'm going to say it, like a scientist. And that's what Hewlett-Packard did.
And great companies understand this, and great relationships are based on this idea of living life like a scientist. What I mean by that is that scientists, you know, a scientist is going to test a hypothesis, an idea, and whether the experiment fails or succeeds, guess what? It always succeeds because the scientist is better informed.
Exactly.
When we gain new knowledge, that is what progress looks like. And progress is not perfection. Progress is learning. And it's just irrational to expect people to be perfect. That's not who we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But who we are as human beings is we all have the ability to figure things out. We all have the ability to learn from our, and I'm not going to say mistakes, I'm going to say choices. From the
right.
Because I'll tell you what, there are things that I've done in my life. You go, oh, Chris, was that a mistake? I'd say, well, I was just doing the best I could with the information I had at the time. And
exactly.
And so, you know what I mean? Because and that's all we can do.
Right.
And that's not an excuse. I'm just trying to talk about the way that things work. And when we allow ourselves the freedom to run some experiments, and when companies allow that to be a part of the culture, that's where growth comes from. The expectation of perfection is it's like holding a gun to the head of all your employees. Nobody works well with a gun to their head. Nobody works well under unrealistic expectation.
Exactly.
So what I say to my coaching clients is do the doable. If you want to accomplish the impossible, do the doable. Zoom out and take a look at what the possibilities are and what are the experiments that you can run. And those experiments that are, no matter what happens, you will be better informed, you will be making progress, and it's not what you do, it's what you, well, it is what you do, but it's also what you learn from what
exactly.
You do makes you
well,
who you are.
And two takeaways on this. First of all, we want to clarify the definition of a scientist. What Chris is talking about is probably old school scientists, not the scientists right now that have given rise to some of the stuff that we're dealing with, you know, in terms of, you know, true science, the way it should be, is that true science never stops asking questions. They're constantly searching.
Curious scientists. Yes.
Right? Exactly. So that's what happens. And today you could argue that, unfortunately, that the scientific genre and sector has been compromised and it's been politicized. And that's unfortunate because that taints it and it makes it less effective. True science has to be able to continue to ask those questions without fear, like you said, without having a gun held to your head. And that's a perfect illustration because I think that whether we're talking about, you know, climate change and other disciplines right now, it's as if, you know, academia is having a gun held to its head and said, thou wilt, and if you want this, you know, this money, taxpayers' money to fund your research, that will come to this conclusion. If you don't, then you can say goodbye to research dollars down the way. So that's unfortunate. That aside, the other thing that you were saying in terms of the things that we learn, you know, of course, we know the famous illustration of Thomas Edison when he was asked, you know, kind of snarkily, by a reporter going, well, you know, hey, look, at here it is. You've, you know, tried 10,000 times, you know, to discover the light bulb, you know, and, you know, 10,000 times. Isn't that, you know, in a sense, the definition of failure? No, not at all. I just found out 9,999 times there are things that don't work. So it, even in, like you said, even in not working, you discover what isn't, and that's a value, isn't it?
It is. And when we look at the scientists, not in the way that science has been politicized, but in the way that we can make science personalized and use this idea of experimentation. The other thing you're talking about, Bill, is staying curious. You know, that I think is so vital because when we walk into a situation or a conversation or a relationship, we go, I know exactly how this is going to go. That is completely false because no one can predict the future. And, you know, my wife and I, she remains unpredictable to me. We've been married for a very long time. And my point
right.
is that there's always something new to discover. And what I've discovered, Bill, is that if we're busy knowing things, knowing how a conversation is going to go, knowing how things are going to end up, we're not busy learning things. We're not busy discovering things. And my work is a call for innovation. You know, in the 20th century, when people worked on assembly lines, it was about repeating tasks and doing what had been done before and doing it a little bit better and a little bit more efficiently. Today, the world, the economy, the geopolitical landscape asks for innovation. And when people are frustrated, they aren't able to access those new ideas. And in many cases, they're living off of somebody else's blueprint or an outdated manuscript. It just doesn't work for our times. And we have to find our own way to make things easier.
See, Chris, unless you've been there before, this might be foreign to people, that they don't understand that, you know, the genius that resides in each one of us is crying out for expression. And when it is not expressed, that gifting and talent is not exercised and developed, it is one of the most frustrating things that you can ever have in life. It is that thing that torments you at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're staring at the ceiling tiles and saying, oh, God, help me. You know, take this away from me or help me realize what it is that, you know, keeps waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. You know, there's a simple verse. And it says, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And sometimes when we step back and step into those words, we see that living our lives according to someone else's blueprint or someone else's values is going to be that source of frustration. But and part of what Easier is about, part of what my coaching is about, is helping people to look inside, to find that spark that is inside all of us. And you said it, that genius. We all have the ability to access genius. And that's not me saying, and I am a genius, Bill. I'm not saying that. But we all have moments of genius. We all have the ability to tap into that spark. And it's that inside out perspective that helps us to find who we are and what it is that's trying to come through us in our lives and in our relationships. And that's a big focus of my coaching work, because, you know, you can coach around the dynamics of the game of work or whatever game it is that you're on about, or you can coach the player inside the game. You can coach the player to help them to tap into genius and wisdom and to see that spark, that little piece of divinity that's inside of our humanity.
Yeah.
It's there for all of us if we just choose to see it.
Well, Chris Westfall, some people might look at the book Easier, 60 Ways to Make Your Life Work for You. They might look at it as a business book, but the principles that you share are applicable at home as well. We've got about a minute and 15 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize, tell everybody how they can get their hands on the book. Of course, it'll be linked on our website, and any other, concluding thoughts that you want to make. We've got a minute left. Go ahead.
Thanks, Bill. The book really looks at more than just your work life, because, this idea of work-life balance, it's just life. And so inside of the difficulties within Easier, there is a reflection and insight into how to make relationships more meaningful and how to find that purpose that we're all looking for, that meaning inside of the mess of life. And if you're curious to find out about this meaning and these ideas, and you want to tap into them, you can find out more about the book on the book's website, which is easier-book.com. Of course, you can find it on Amazon and you know, wherever fine books are sold. And if you want to find out more about me, about my coaching work, the things that I offer, my website is westfallonline.com. And if you're curious to speak with me about the ideas that we've shared on this show, there's a connect button on my website. You can hit it and you can set up a 30-minute conversation and we can unpack whatever it is that's on your mind, and it's an opportunity to go a little bit deeper into the ideas.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
The final phase of extermination is...